Movies and musicals on RTE Lyric FM, sponsored by IFI at Home, the new streaming service from the Irish Film Institute. Come home to film. Come home to ifihome.ie.
Heads up.
I'm calling Malala.
Whatever you need me to do, I'm available.
Coming, my sweet.
We're going on a road trip.
Caustic wit is my religion.
I like this one.
Well, that's because I'm rich.
It gets bigger.
Whatever you do, do it 100%.
Smile and put on a happy face.
We've passed on all we know.
She could be an Avenger if she tried.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, dear.
The movie news.
Look at me.
With Garrett Davey.
Close your eyes.
So, Garrett, we are starting this afternoon with Oscar award-winning director Sam Mendes. His last feature, 1917, certainly impressed. What's he up to next?
Yeah, it did really well at the box office. And don't forget as well, it got 10 Oscar nominations, including one for himself. So he's taken a bit of time, really, to decide what his next project's going to be. And it's going to be a project called Empire of Light. And it looks like Olivia Colman is going to star in it. So this will mark his first film since 1917. And returning on it is the cinematographer from 1917, Roger Deakins, who also won an Oscar for his work on the film. Now, Mendes has penned the script, and it's been described as a love story set in and around a beautiful old cinema on the south coast of England in the 1980s.
It's cinema paradiso hits southeast of England by the sounds of it.
Yes. And with that cinematographer as well, you can be guaranteed
can be gorgeous,
it's going to
yeah.
look fantastic. Yeah.
I like the sound of that. Now, Naomi Watts is about to star in a remake.
She is, and she's appeared in a few already, these English language remakes of sort of Japanese horror hit, The Ring, if you remember,
yes.
she was in, and then a French hit, Funny Games, and she's going to be in another foreign horror remake. So this one is a remake of an Austrian movie, a 2014 Austrian movie called Goodnight Mommy. Now, it was the Austrian entry for the best foreign language film at the Academy Awards that year, and the original follows twin brothers who, when sent with their mother, are surprised to find that she's covered in bandages from a recent procedure. They're sent to stay with her. And as her behaviour grows increasingly erratic and unusual, they become convinced she's an imposter, and suspicion sets off a roller coaster of emotional mind games and misunderstandings. It sounds really intriguing. Matt Sobel is going to be directing it, and as I said, Naomi Watts starring in it.
Okay, news of a rom-com this week too.
So this is an easy pitch, I think. It's George Clooney and Julia Roberts.
Oh, well, there you go.
Romantic comedy. There you go. How does that sound?
Box office, ching, ching.
Yeah. Right away. Ticket to Paradise is the name of the movie. They're planning a US cinema release in September, so know that we'll get it soon after. Billy Lord also stars in the film. And it sees Roberts and Clooney starring as a divorced couple who come together to stop their love-struck daughter from making the mistake they once made. And of course, along the way, they learn about surprise second chances. Al Parker, who directed Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again, directs. Will people watch it?
Nice.
Of course they will.
All right. That is Ticket to Paradise. We'll keep an eye on that with George Clooney and Julia Roberts. Now, meanwhile, our own Gabriel Byrne. Is this a Western, Garrett?
This is a Western movie called Murder at Emigrant Gulch. And basically, he's going to star alongside Isaiah Mustafa, Thomas Jane. It's set in 1882. Now, the film follows a former slave who arrives in Emigrant Gulch in Montana, a desolate former boomtown now on the decline, looking for a place to call home. And on that same day, a local prospector discovers gold and then is murdered. And the sheriff, played by Byrne, I can see that already, arrests the town newcomer. But as the mystery of the prospector's murder deepens and the town's earnest preacher questions the accused man's guilt, a clash between faith and the law threatens to tear the town apart. The movie is due to shoot in Montana in May.
Very good. Some voice casting news for us this week too.
Yeah, it's on an animated feature. It's called Pierre the Pigeon Hawk, and it's got some A-listers lined up for the voice cast. You have Will.i.am is going to be doing the lead voice in the movie. You also have Jennifer Hudson and Snoop Dogg, who are joining a previously announced cast that includes the likes of Whoopi Goldberg. Now, this musically driven comedy centres on Pierre, as I said, voiced by Will.i.am, born as a product of forbidden love between a hawk and a pigeon. And Pierre... I had to keep a straight face as I was saying that. But Pierre is rejected by both communities. Tired of not fitting in, Pierre sets out on a mission to discover where he truly belongs. And during his adventure, he unites with a band of unlikely friends, including a bear that has recently escaped from Central Park Zoo, an owl whose genius is outweighed only by her madness, and a pair of ragtag pop culture city squirrels. I'm there as well for that.
Listen,
one.
Listen, you had me at forbidden love between a hawk and a pigeon. That sounds great. What's it called again?
Pierre the Pigeon Hawk.
Okay. That sounds super. What about a trailer watch for us this week, Garrett?
I really like this trailer. Something about it really caught my attention. Gia Coppola's stylized drama Mainstream, which stars Andrew Garfield and Maya Hawke as well. They play two rising internet personalities in a sort of satire on social media stardom. So when a YouTube star has his perks, their lives quickly turn upside down as the dark side of celebrity status threatens to consume them both. Have a look at the trailer.
I did have a look at the trailer. Good. It looks intriguing, and I always like Andrew Garfield. And this looks like a big role for him, doesn't it?
Yeah, it seems like a really big performance in it. It premiered actually at the Venice Film Festival. So it's going to start its cinema run and online run in the States in May. So we'll probably get it shortly after that as well. It's called Mainstream.
Mainstream. Okay, what about new releases this weekend?
Okay, so we have a few to mention. Palm Springs is a movie that did well on the festival circuit as well. And this is about two people stuck in a time loop, two wedding guests who develop a budding romance while living the same day over and over again. Adam Sandberg stars in it. J.K. Simmons is in it as well. Mm. It's streaming on Amazon Prime. So that one's called Palm Springs. And on Monday on Amazon Prime, this is a movie I've been really looking forward to because it actually picked up six Oscar nominations, including one for Best Actor for Riz Ahmed. Mm. Olivia Cooke also stars in the movie. It's called Sound of Metal.
And yeah, Riz Ahmed looks super in it, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. He looks really good. He plays a drummer basically in the movie, and while on tour with his lead singer girlfriend, he realises that his hearing is rapidly deteriorating, and this sudden hearing loss then turns his world upside down. He then reluctantly joins a small deaf community overseen by a compassionate Vietnam War veteran. So Sound of Metal, that's out on Monday on Amazon Prime. Yep. Netflix then have Thunder Force. This is a world where supervillains are commonplace. Two estranged childhood friends reunite after one devises a treatment that gives them powers to protect the city. This is a big star vehicle, really, for Melissa McCarthy and Octavia Spencer. Jason Bateman also stars. That one's called Thunder Force. And then finally, just to mention, the Irish movie that played at the Virgin Media Dublin Film Festival recently, Be Good or Be Gone, is coming out on iTunes. This is about two petty criminal cousins who receive temporary release from prison. The film stars Les Martin and Declan Mills and Jenny Lee Masterson. As I said, that's out on iTunes on Tuesday.
Fantastic. What about a TV movie for us across the week? What have you got for us?
Yeah, it's a fact-based drama called Detroit. I don't know if you remember that one.
I do, it was set, yes.
Yeah, during the Detroit riots in 1967, which a group of rogue police officers respond to a complaint with retribution rather than justice on their minds. Good cast in it. John Boyega, Anthony Mackie, Will Poulter, and Jack Rayner also stars in it as well. Catherine Bigelow directs the movie. Detroit is going to be on Monday night. It's on at 9:30 and it's on TG Car.
Great stuff, Garrett. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Aideen.